Hi, and welcome to Returning to Right Relationships, coming to you directly from the Horse Barn at Sequoia Center in the heart of the North Carolina foothill country. Hi, and welcome to Returning to Right Relationships. Say hi to the folks, Tecumseh. Good boy. Okay, this week we begin part one of our series on Native spirituality. To begin, let me tell you a bit about myself so that you will understand where this information I will present is sourced. As some of you know, I grew up on a reservation in a very traditional environment. I was raised by my grandparents, and we were self-sufficient farmers, much as our people have been since the inception of agriculture. My grandmother was an IHS certified midwife and a fine herbalist. She attended more than 800 births in her career and never lost a mother or a child. My grandpa was both a spiritual leader and a seer. He was a storykeeper and a member of the Twisted Hair Clan of the Western Band of the Cherokee. I am a member of the Wild Potato Clan after my mother and my grandmother. Ed Little Fox is my birth name, the one that appears on my IDs. But like most Native people, I have a true name in our own language, and mine is Tsutlati Anida Ada. It means small red fox, one of a litter, hence Little Fox. I was apprenticed to my grandfather for 12 years to learn the teachings he carried and the stories of them. For Native Americans, this is what we know traditionally as higher education. When I was a young man, I was inducted into a society known as Ani Nukwiti Sikaniga, the people of the Blue Star. This is the oldest known medicine society in the eastern United States. I don't know for sure, but I may be the last living member of the Blue Star in its old original form. If that is indeed true, then it makes what I'm doing here even more important. We are living in a prophetic time for both the Judeo-Christian world and the world of Native America. Both myself and many other traditional Native people in America are seeing the signs predicted by our ancestors in various tribal prophecies becoming manifest in real time. I'm planning to go into these very deeply in future editions of this series, but it is enough to state now that a major part of the reason I'm doing this series now is because of the prophecies and the part that my generation plays in the manifestation of them. Yes, this does concern the much publicized earth changes and much more. For myself, I'm here to help feed the hungry, and I'm sure that what I have to say will fall on the ears and hearts that need to hear it and feel it. Now, if your belly is already full, none of this will likely be much help to you personally, but the information will provide you with something else to talk about. Right, Tecumseh? It is my hope that in passing of this knowledge, methodology, and our cosmology, that you will find something of use to you in your own life. That alone is my hope and reasoning for doing this. Let me add that the material I'm using to produce these educational podcasts comes from lectures, college-level honors courses, and workshops such as Returning to Right Relationships that I've done for the past 35 years, as well as my own life experience walking on this traditional path. Now, I want to make some parameters on the teaching that we'll carry out throughout the series. One is that I will tell you the truth. Number two is that I represent no one but myself. In other words, in saying that, I don't represent a tribe. I don't represent any other person or entity but me. None of us represent anyone else but ourselves as individuals. If you hear otherwise than that from some other person claiming to be traditional, then you're not hearing the truth. It is up to me, that being the case, to interpret the traditions of my people as they pertain to my own experience with them. Our ways have no dogma. This is something you need to understand. We have no dogma. And all of what we know and what we learn from our basic beliefs is a matter of interpretation and application by an individual. What I will tell you is pure, meaning that the information is not interspersed with intentional, artificial mysticism or metaphysical crystal twinkie hype. We have quite enough of that, and all it serves to do is confuse the issues. It doesn't really tell you anything. I will not tell you anything, and this is important, I will not tell you anything in the way of native spiritual teachings that you can't, with a little effort on your own part, prove to yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt. Okay? If you find you have questions, and this is important too, if you find that you have questions about any of the things that we discuss, please feel free to email me personally at FUBAR, that's FUBAR, at mm.st, and I will do what I can to help you. Lastly, and I want you to understand that this is a heads up and it's not a solicitation of any kind. If you feel that you wish to help support our efforts, you may do so via PayPal by clicking on the PayPal link at edlittlefox.podomatic.com, which is our Podomatic home base. Donations to us are 100% tax deductible for U.S. citizens, as this series is an outreach of the First Covenant Spiritual Fellowship, which is a church sponsored and established under North Carolina nonprofit law. We're 501c3. Make sure that if you do that, to give us your email address so that we can return a receipt to you. And please understand, again, this is not a solicitation, it's just a heads up. All of our work that we do in podcasting and anything else on the web is under a Creative Commons license, which is non-commercial, no derivatives. And we want you to reproduce these and distribute them if you so desire. There is no charge or anything for that. This is why we do these, so you can get the word out to people who may not have a computer or an iPod. You can throw them down on disc and let them play them in a disc player if they want to hear them. But it's all Creative Commons. And like I said, if you want to help us out, fine. If you don't, fine. It's just there as an opportunity if you'd like to do that and in that way participate with us. Okay, I want to give you an overview on what the rest of this series is going to be about. And we're going to start doing that series in earnest. This is more of an introduction than it is a teaching in itself. But we're going to start doing that in earnest with the subsequent editions of Returning to Right Relationships, beginning with the next one. This one is an introduction and an overview. But I want to start with an overview regards Native American worldviews and belief systems, which may serve to dispel a few popular myths going in the door here, okay? We need to understand that there is no such thing as pan-Indian religion or even pan-Indian spirituality. And there never was. Belief systems certainly have much in common, but they are, in the true sense, tribe, language group, and environmentally specific. This being the case, there are some major differences in belief systems between tribes. I'm Cherokee. Now, that's a southeastern United States tribe, and our life way is agrarian. We're farmers. And that makes our cosmology quite different than, say, that of the Lakota and other Plains Indians who were herd hunters, nomadic people. There are also commonalities in there. Now, don't get me wrong. There are also commonalities in that. but they will become clear as we continue the series. It's a matter for you, you know, in thinking about what I say, to put two and two together, and you'll see what is the same and what isn't. All right, here are some basics, and I'd like for you to make a note of these or keep this MP3 for reference on, okay? For the Cherokee and many other tribes, life is all about relationship. That's why we're calling this series what we're calling it, Returning to Right Relationships. Life is all about relationships, and from this basic principle stems our whole realm of dynamic interaction with all things in life, and with the earth, and with God. We believe in the existence of God, one God. We call God Uniqua. The name translates roughly as Great Mystery. We believe that Uniqua exists both as a source, a unity, and also as a diversity, all things. I call that concept the one and the whole. We believe that Uniqua created all things in the beginning. We also believe that each thing was created individually. And by that divine act of individual creation contains a piece of Uniqua. It leads to our belief that all things have life, and so spirit or soul, and also partially on why we say things like, all my relations, and I'm related to all things, and all things are connected. We believe that in the beginning, Uniqua set down 7 natural and 7 spiritual laws, which all things live by. These will be explained in detail in the first 2 episodes following this one, because these are very important points. Future episodes of this series, Turning to Right Relationships, will come out in short order, I can promise you that, at least 1 a week. Other than the recording of them, I've already done most of the scripting. So, like I said, most material is coming out of workshops I've done, so I've already thought about it. So, like I said, please keep this one for reference, as the beginning of the next episode, we'll be moving right along with it, and I'm not going to be repeating these. Now, I say that, but then I tend to be repetitive. Okay, now that you know who I am and what this is going to be about, we have pretty well covered a synopsis series, okay? We're going to stop here, and myself and Tecumseh will see you later. Okay, Tecumseh, now we're done here. Let's go on and get you the grain, and then I'll take you down and turn you back out with Cameo and Sunder and the rest of you.